Another woman says she was raped by a University of Colorado football player. This is the seventh such allegation against university athletes since 1997, the sixth in the past 2.5 years. There have also been accusations that the university used sex and alcohol to recruit players. T.R. Reed is the Washington Post bureau chief in Denver. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
What's going on at the University of Colorado?
Oh, it's so sordid, Bob. It's really terrible. They evidently felt that to convince these 17-year-old high school boys to come play football at Colorado, they had to give them parties with alcohol, strippers, female escorts, I'll put that word in quotes, and then they promised them lots of sex with attractive co-eds. And then what really I think is outrageous is the coaches of the women's sports told some of their scholarship players to show up to the party and be real friendly with these recruits. So they kind of put their own undergraduates in the line of fire. At least that's the charge.
How many investigations are underway?
Well, let's see. The university has one. The state legislature is talking about one. The NCAA has launched one sort of on a national scale. And the local prosecutor, who said earlier she couldn't bring any criminal charge because they couldn't tell which of the many men involved had actually been responsible for rape, she's now reopened her investigation, has taken a look. So what are we up to? Four, at least.
Aren't there two federal lawsuits involving rape allegations?
Three federal lawsuits. These undergraduates are suing, interestingly, under Title IX, which is the statute that says a university can't discriminate on the basis of gender. And these women say they were set up by their own university to be the recruiting tools for these young men.
The school's head football coach has made some unfortunate comments.
Yeah, well, CU had had a woman place kicker. She was a walk-on, really popular in this state, and she now says that she was raped by a football player, and the coach did nothing about it, and he was asked about it, and here's what he said. Hey, look, not only was she a girl, she was terrible, okay? She couldn't kick the ball through the uprights. As if that's the relevant question when she's alleging rape.
And he's been suspended pending investigations.
He's been suspended, Bob, but I know you'll be pleased to know that us Colorado taxpayers are still paying his $1.6 million salary. He's been suspended with pay, and he's the highest paid public employee in our state.
Now, how have university leaders reacted to all this?
Well, the university president, Betsy Hoffman, and the athletic director, Dick Tharp, I think have gone through the five stages of scandal step by step. First, no comment. Then they said, oh, none of this happened. Then they said, well, maybe it happened, but we didn't know about it. Then they said, well, let's have an investigating committee to see what we did know. Well, we can't do anything until that committee reports. And then, you know, the pressure got so great that without the committee report, they went ahead and said, well, the coach is out the door, at least for the time being.
Has there been a history of this in Colorado?
Yeah, there have been some incidents in the past. There was one in 1997, as you said. They got rid of a previous coach because of some recruiting problems. So, yes, Colorado's had a problem with this, I'm sad to say.
Well, you got to wonder how widespread this is in college athletics.
That's absolutely the subtext under everything the University of Colorado is saying. They haven't quite said the words, everybody does it. But the coach, according to the local prosecutor in Boulder, the coach said, you know, if we don't have these kind of parties, we're going to lose these guys to Nebraska and Oklahoma. In other words, suggestion is you've got to do this kind of tawdry party or you'll start losing football games.
Well, they'll lose them anyway now.
I think they're going to lose them. And look what's happened to our state. This is a terrible situation, and it's about time we got some leadership.
Thank you very much.
Sure, Bob.
T.R. Reed is the Washington Post bureau chief in Denver.